أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين وما كان ربك ليهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون ولو شاء ربك لجعل الناس أمة واحدة ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك ولذلك خلقهم وتمت كلمة ربك لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين وكلا نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين وقل للذين لا يؤمنون اعملوا على مكانتكم إنا عاملون وانتظروا إنا منتظرون ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون. Then in the generations before you, why were they not people of sound and good understanding, prohibiting people from mischief in the earth, except a few of whom we had saved, and the criminals had followed the comforts that were given to them, and they were steeped in sin. By and large, your Rabb doesn't destroy a people on account of a single wrong, whilst its people are putting things right. And had it been the will of your Rabb, He would have made mankind on a single path, on the path of Tawheed and righteousness, but they will not cease to differ, except whom your Rabb has bestowed with His mercy. And for this Allah Ta'ala has created them, and the word, the decree of your Rabb has been complete. I will fill Jahannam with jinnat and man altogether. And in the series of these stories of the Anbiya that we relate to you, we strengthen your heart through them. And through this, that is through this incidence of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the truth has come to you, admonition and a remembrance for the believers. And say to those who do not believe, go on working your way, and we will work our way, and you also wait for the consequence of your actions, and we also will wait. And to Allah Ta'ala belongs all the unseen, all things that are unseen in the heavens and the earth, and all affairs will return to Him. So worship Him and put your trust in Him altogether, and your Rabb is never unmindful of what you do. The importance of a group that will put people right. As long as there is a group, a reasonable amount of people correcting, bringing people to right, forbidding them from evil, then mankind is safe from mass destruction. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمِ وَأَهْلُهَا مُسْلِحُونَ. It is not the way of Allah Ta'ala to destroy a people because of a single wrong, when its people are putting things right. They are trying and they are correcting themselves, and here and there they go off. So Allah Ta'ala will not wipe out a nation on account of this. But when they become brazen and they are defiant, openly defy, then this is the time that they attract and invite the wrath and the anger of Allah Ta'ala. People of Nuh al-Islam, they openly defied, were steeped in wrong, and they became brazen in their ways. The people of Hud and Thamud, then they were boastful about their progress, the progresses that they had made, the inventions, the progress, and whatever they had improved in, and they were proud about this, and then they were steeped in wrong. They were drowned in that comforts of theirs, and they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, openly defied. Again, you find the people of Lut alayhi salam, they had an abundance, and when people have an abundance, and they become a slave to temptations, always looking for different levels of temptations. And this was the cause, the catalyst of their destruction. And then you look at the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, and these people, then they perpetrated the worst of crimes, corruption, fraud, incorrect dealings, decreasing or not giving the dues of people. So when they go out committing a wrong, openly defiant, wholesale defiance and disobedience, then this is the time that Allah Ta'ala's wrath and Allah Ta'ala's anger falls upon them. It was the way of the self, the pious of the pious of the past, that they would write up and they would advise each other with three pieces of advice. This was their style, and they would talk, and they would communicate, and they would not part. They would advise people, they would advise their friends, people that they know and they don't know, with three pieces of advice. The first piece of advice was that the one who makes the akhirat his focus, his actions are for the, are directed to the akhirat, to the hereafter, then Allah Ta'ala suffices all his worldly needs. Number two is the one that corrects his heart all the time, looks at his intention, looks at the dirt and the filth that is in his heart, anything that is wrong, anything that is inconsistent, so he tries to wipe it out and flush it out of his system. So he corrects his heart all the time, not becoming complacent at any time, then Allah Ta'ala corrects his external matters and affairs. And the number three is the person that rectifies his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, seeing and checking that am I correct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am I not breaking and flouting any of his commands, am I on the sirat al-mustaqim, or have I diverted? So all the time he's got a monitor over himself, over his heart, his focus is the akhirat. Then Allah ta'ala says for such a person that when he is correcting his relationship with me, then I will correct his relationship with people. So the greater concern is our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, right? The rest of it Allah Ta'ala will do it. He will take care of our relationship with people. Al-Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi says that in this surah, Allah Ta'ala has encapsulated the entire deen in just two words. La tadghaw and la tarkanu. La tadghaw means don't transgress the limits. But if you look at the deeper meaning of La Tadghaw, it would refer to a humble submission. And La Tarkanu, though it translates as don't incline, but the deeper meaning of La Tarkanu is avoid a wrong company. So the first is, the gist of the first is that one should have a La Tadghaw, submit himself with humility. When a person submits himself with humility, then he can overcome any and every hurdle. Any hurdle before him, he will overcome it. But he needs to see within himself, is he submitting himself to the truth with humility? So one is a humble submission. At any time, at any place, person has got this humility with submission, then he is progressing. But at the moment that defiance and that stubbornness comes within him, that pride gets the better over him, then he's blocked his path, he's blocked his progress. So the first is just a humble submission. And the second is wrong company. When a person gets into a wrong company, his thinking goes off. When his thinking goes off, then he cannot reason any longer correctly. His conduct will definitely be affected. His behavior will be gone, will stray away from right. So these two things have to be corrected all the time. We need to get ourselves a humble submission, and we need to ensure that our company, our association is right. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the stories of the Rasuls, Anbiya. By the same token, the stories of the Sahaba Ikram, the righteous, to read them all the time, their incidents, their illustrations, their admonitions and words of advice, really they strengthen the heart. The weakness that creeps within the heart, the instability, the restlessness, sometimes a state of depression and despair. But we go on reading this and read with concern, read with a focus, then Allah Ta'ala strengthens the heart. And at the end, remember, it is the will of Allah Ta'ala that prevails. Allah Ta'ala says that once you have done your work, then be focused over yourself and announce to them, you go your way, and inna amilun, we will go our way. You also wait the outcome of your actions, we will also await the outcome of our actions. Overall, we need to be focused, see our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is right, our hearts are right, our focus is towards Allah Ta'ala and the hereafter, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will look at us favorably in both worlds. Give us tawfiq.